This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan, just a hadith about Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ. There's a lot of them, honestly. I kind of regret not doing this a little bit earlier. Probably should have done this a few weeks ago. But nonetheless, I think between Maghrib and Asr, Isha, we'll probably get a bunch of them in. And we'll do that after Asr during Ramadan as well. Because the Prophet ﷺ actually pointed out a lot of things about Ramadan. Not all of them were spiritual, which I think is the majority of them and the majority of hadith I want to share with you. But some of them are actually very technical, and they talk about ahkam and whatnot. And I think that's also worthy of kind of sharing with you, and the fiqh that comes from that too. But this hadith is probably the one that is appropriate to begin with. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, إذا دخل شهر رمضان فتحت أبواب السماء وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين. Alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith, he points out when Ramadan enters, when the month of Ramadan begins, three things happen. The hadith is muttafaq alayh. Three things occur in the world when Ramadan begins. Number one, the gates to the skies are open. He uses the word skies, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, you can extrapolate and just say he means the heavens, and you're correct. And if you actually translate sama into heavens, it just works just as well. But it almost means that there's more to it than just the gates of heaven. Like, it's not just that. It's the gates of that give you access to that which is above, to that which is beyond you. The concept of sama is everything that is above you. It gives you the idea, the feeling, or the aspect that you can reach to something higher. You can go beyond your earth origin. You can go beyond your instincts and your basic primary needs and just extend to something that's much more classy, much higher than yourself. So futtihat, and he uses that term where it's going to, like a lot of them, futtiha and futiha. Futiha is open. Futtiha, when you add the shadda, or you add another ta to the middle of the word. In Arabic, fa'ala and fa'ala. This refers to the repetitiveness of the act, and the frequency of the act, and the intensity of the act. Meaning, it's not just one door that's being opened. It's many doors, and they're being opened to the widest extent that they can be opened to. This is what he's trying to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The gates to the heavens are just being opened, and you're being given access to something that you didn't have access to before. Which is something that we all know about. Like we all fully agree that in Ramadan, there's something different. And that is the phrase that every person will use. Almost unanimously, there's something, what do you mean there's something? I don't know, there's just something different in Ramadan. And you're true, because something is different in Ramadan, and this is what's different. There's something there that you and I cannot measure tangibly with any of the tools that science offers us. It's just something beyond that. It's something that exists inside of us. There's a spiritual connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors for, so that all you have to do is just turn your face towards Him. All you have to do is open your heart to that which is available to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. And He used the same thing. It's not غُلِّقَ, which is أُغْلِقَ, or just closed. غُلِّقَ means all the doors to Jahannam are being closed, because there's apparently more. Right? How many doors are there for Jahannam? Yes. لَهَا سَبَعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. And how many doors to Jannah? Eight. Thamaniya to Abuab, right? So these doors, he's using the ghulliqa and futtiha because there's a lot of them. It's not just one. And these doors are being opened, and these doors are all being closed. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And in shackles are put all of the devils. They're put in shackles, and they're held back, and they don't have access to you for a month, a year. Out of 12 months, there's 1 month where they have no access to you. Your sworn enemy, the one that thrives on your failure, the one that hopes for nothing more than for us to fail and not do well and defy God and to make all the mistakes and they want to prove that we're worthless and that we are not deserving of the karama that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified us to receive. They are shackled for a month. I think if that was the only part of Ramadan that you were aware of, it would be enough. Like, if you were told nothing else about Ramadan, because that piece of information as a starting point is more than enough. You just have to say, okay, well, why? Why is he doing? Maybe, well, why? Why would your enemy be put away for a while? What does he want, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you? Maybe you prepare yourself because he will be set loose pretty quickly. Because maybe he's having too much access and you're losing it. You're losing the war. So maybe here, we'll hold them back, give you an advantage for a month. Take care of things. Take a look at your walls. Maybe your walls need to be rebuilt again. Maybe you have allowed too much in. Maybe you're not even realizing that shaitan is living inside you and has been there for a long time. It's hard to even notice sometimes. It's been happening for so long, I don't even know it's there. So he removes them from you, and you're like, wow, I wasn't like this before Ramadan. This is really nice. Why am I not like this? Well, maybe because something is wrong. Maybe you need to fix it. Maybe you need to have those defenses set up appropriately for you to be able to function afterwards. So I think this hadith is beautiful because it gives you, here's what's going to happen. Jannah's doors are going to open, and you're going to be able to sense that in your heart. And the doors of Jahannam are going to close, and you'll sense that in your heart as well. And shayateen are going to be shackled, and you'll sense that inside of you. Things are going to sense on the inside that will give you the ability to change, give you the ability to elevate your status and to remove all that which was holding you back and allow you to excel for the time to come. So it's like this amazing opportunity of 30 days. That's why the Sahaba, they looked forward to Ramadan. They would spend 3 months or 4 months, what was it? No, 5.5 months. Huh? Before Ramadan, saying, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. And then the 5.5 months after Ramadan, saying, Allahumma taqabbal minna Ramadan. Right after Ramadan, for 5.5 months, Ya Rab, accept it from us. Now we're in the 5.5 months before it. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. They just they lived towards it and lived in the shade of its spirit. And that's something that we should, I really think it's important that if you don't feel that way towards Ramadan, and that's not what Ramadan is to you, make it that for yourself and you will not regret it and you'll thank me for it later. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما اتفق عليه الشيخان من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل شهر رمضان فتحت أبواب السماء وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك شكرا لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا